Welcome to a new deep dive. Today, we're unlocking the secrets to creating a garden that doesn't just survive, but really thrives here in Surrey's, well, unique climate.
Yeah, it is pretty unique.
You've sent us some great sources, and we're going to unpack why choosing native plants is, you know, smart, sustainable, and actually really beautiful for your home.
What's fascinating, I think, is how much impact just a few intentional choices can make.
Right.
So our mission today is to guide you through understanding your garden's own little personality.
Personality, okay.
Yeah, like its microclimates, the soil you're working with, and then show you the perfect native plants, the ones that'll help you create a stunning, low-maintenance oasis right there. And bonus, it'll be buzzing with local wildlife.
Okay, low-maintenance, stunning, and wildlife. That sounds like the dream. You mentioned less work, less water. Those are big draws. The city of Surrey is even behind this, right, for the urban forest?
Absolutely. They see the bigger picture. It's about working smarter, not harder in your own backyard. You get back your weekends, see more bees, more hummingbirds, birds, butterflies, and use less water. It's a win and win win.
So what makes Surrey so specific then? Why this particular focus?
Okay, so the real key to Surrey is its split personality climate.
Split personality.
Yeah. Think really, really wet winters, November to January. We can get over 200 millimeters of rain, maybe 19 rainy days in a month.
Wow, okay.
But then, flip side, summer hits. July, August. Rainfall can plummet to like 23, 28 millimeters. Maybe only 4 or 5 rainy days.
That's a huge swing.
Exactly. It's this wet feet, dry summers thing. That's the challenge. Plus, we're in hardiness zone 8B, and the daylight shift is massive over 16 hours in summer, just over 8 into winter. All these things shape what thrives here.
Okay, that makes sense. And you mentioned microclimates, that even within my own small yard, I could have different zones. Like, how much does that really matter?
Oh, it matters a lot, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that hot bake spot right next to a south-facing wall.
Yeah, mine cooks.
Right. Compared to, say, a damp, shady area behind the garage or under a big tree, totally different conditions. Knowing those little zones is half the battle.
Okay, and the soil ties into this too, I imagine, especially with all that rain.
Fundamentally. All that rain usually makes our soil acidic, and often you're dealing with either heavy clay loams.
Ugh, clay.
Yeah, or even compacted hardpan. It drains super slowly, roots can't get oxygen, leads to rot. Or you might have the opposite problem. Gravelly, sandy soil that water just rushes through, can't hold moisture.
So what's the fix? Just dig it all out.
No, much easier. Add organic matter. Compost is your best friend. For clay, it improves the structure, creates air pockets. For sand, it helps hold on to water. Seriously, getting a proper soil test, best money you can spend.
All right, foundation laid, climate, microclimates, soil. Let's get to the fun part, the actual plants. What are some stars for Surrey?
Okay, for structure, vine maple is fantastic. It's a smaller tree, pretty versatile sun, shade, it's adaptable. Mm. And the fall color is just spectacular.
Yeah.
And then there's the western red cedar, the tree of life.
Mm.
Vital year-round cover for wildlife. A real anchor.
And for shrubs. I love shrubs. What brings in the pollinators?
Definitely red flowering currant. Think of it as the early spring welcome sign for hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Gorgeous red flowers.
Oh, I know that one.
Beautiful.
And Saskatoon berry. Lovely white flowers. Then you get edible berries that, you know, people and birds love. For shadier spots, Salal is like the ultimate evergreen problem solver. Tough, looks good year round. And evergreen huckleberry too, also evergreen. Tasty berries.
Okay, good options. What about lower down? Ground covers, perennials.
For sunny, dry spots, remember those dry summers? Nodding onion is brilliant. Pollinators absolutely love it.
Nodding onion, okay.
And for shade, Pacific bleeding heart. It's got this delicate, almost ferny foliage and lovely little pink heart-shaped flowers. And you can't talk Pacific Northwest without mentioning ferns. Western sword fern is iconic. Super adaptable, great for structure, helps control erosion with all that rain. So pulling it all together, you mentioned creating a pollinator pathway. What does that look like?
Yeah, basically, think about having something blooming across the seasons. Combine early bloomers like the red flowering currant, mid-season like nodding onion, maybe late bloomers like Douglas aster.
Ah, continuous food.
Exactly. And plant them in clusters, groups of 3, 5, or 7. Looks better visually, and it helps pollinators find them easier. Oh, and put out a shallow dish of water for them, too. Simple thing. Big help.
Makes sense. But, you know, while we're adding these natives, what about the plants we shouldn't have, the invasive ones?
That's a really crucial point. Adding natives is great, but removing invasives is just as important. Things like English ivy, oh, and Himalayan blackberry.
Don't get me started on the blackberry.
Right. It's a nightmare. And things like Daphne, Spurge Laurel. They're bullies. They crowd out the natives, damage the ecosystem, choosing native alternatives instead. That's real stewardship. And honestly, less work for you in the long run.
So it really comes down to this. A native plant garden isn't like a sacrifice of beauty. It's actually creating a landscape that's more beautiful because it works. It's resilient. It belongs here in the Pacific Northwest. It's smarter gardening.
Exactly. Smarter, not harder. And what's really kind of inspiring is that even a small step makes a difference. You know, we've covered a lot, Surrey's climate, the soil, specific plants.
Yeah.
So maybe just think about your own yard. Is there one microclimate you recognize now? Or maybe one invasive plant you could actually tackle this year? What's like one thing from our chat today that really stands out and makes you think, maybe I could try that?